flavor scientist. She's in the house, Morgan Craig, on behalf of Hudsonville Ice Cream, this creamery, and there's ice cream in the house. What kind of, were you made to, you know, deliver and taste test ice cream, Morgan?
I think so. I really do love it. Oh my goodness, it is my passion. Yes.
Thank you for that, and our passion to get the word out that good things are happening in our own backyard, because Hudsonville Ice Cream Creamery, you are a backyard entity, correct?
Oh yeah, that is correct. We are based in Holland, Michigan, so just right down the road.
Great. And yet, I trust you deliver nationwide?
We are in the Midwest, so just a lot of Michigan, a little bit in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, but you never know what might happen.
That's right. Well, I introduce you as Hudsonville Ice Cream, but I also do throw in creamery as well. Why should I do that?
Well, actually, Hudsonville started out as a milk co-op, so back in the late 1800s, but we have really been focused on ice cream since 1926.
That's cool. And again, staying sustainable here in our own backyard. Well, let's get to our conversation, because you are bringing back from the 1940s this creamery blend vanilla with a sweet new look. So tell me about this.
All right. So if you've seen some of our new really cool packaging in the stores, we went with a really cool updated look, but we wanted to stay true to our heritage and to our commitment to quality. So we decided to bring back this older original flavor, I would say, since the 1940s. That's when the recipe kind of got started. And we just love this flavor so much. We really think it exemplifies Hudsonville. It's clean, it's delightful, and it's just rich and indulgent and creamy.
So isn't a vanilla a vanilla a vanilla? What makes it different than other vanillas?
Oh my goodness. There are so many different kinds of vanilla, and you can have like French and vanilla bean. This is a traditional vanilla, I would say, and it's a Madagascar bourbon. So different parts of the world have different flavors of vanilla, like Tahitian, Mexican, Indonesian, but by far the most popular is Madagascar bourbon, and that's what we used in this one.
With me introducing you as a flavor scientist, do you actually assist with the flavoring?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. That is my main job, is developing flavors and deciding what goes in it and how it's developed. And, yep, I taste a lot of ice cream.
And you get to taste, too.
I sure do.
We talk about limited editions with your good work. Is this a limited edition or here to stay?
This creamery blend is here to stay.
Wow.
Yes, so it'll be all year round, and we are just so excited to have it back.
So there's the new container. Expand again about this.
So we wanted to give our products a little bit of an updated look. So it's a really cool premium packaging to kind of reflect the premium goodness that's inside. And we added this really cool foil seal. Yeah. So it's one of the only sizes of ice cream containers with the foil seal.
The foil seal, is that for looks, or is there a way to keep the flavor in?
Oh, yeah, that it does help keep that moisture inside so it doesn't get icy and gross. So it really does help with the temperature changes from the grocery store freezer to your freezer. But it also helps with safety. So there's if the lid comes off, there's still that extra layer of protection.
I mentioned 1940s creamery blend vanilla, but I see the 1926 is key here.
Right. That's when we did start making. Some of our original flavors were butter pecan and orange pineapple, which we still have today.
Yes. Great, great grandkids are getting into the dip. So I guess I'll ask, when will the new container in the creamery blend vanilla be on shelves, Morgan?
Well, it should be in select stores now, but it should be in all of our distribution channels by April. But if you're starting to see it trickle in, that's a good thing.
Yes, talking Hudsonville Ice Cream, this creamery and this creamery blend vanilla that's back for sure, and certainly more than just a limited edition. But I think there are other limited editions coming out that you want to share.
They are, and I am so excited. Oh my goodness. We have a Belgian cookie butter, which is like the windmill kind of spicy cookie butter.
Can you say that slower?
Oh, sorry. Belgian cookie butter.
No, I just like to hear you say that.
Oh.
Belgian cookie butter. Now, how does a flavor scientist, how do you come up with that, Morgan?
Oh, my goodness. Well, inspiration can come in a lot of different ways. I personally am a huge fan of, I don't know if you've ever had, it's like cookie butter in like in a jar. It's similar to peanut butter.
I'll do the peanut butter, yes.
Oh, yeah. And it's one of my favorite snacks. Sometimes I eat it with a spoon, but it tastes really, really good in ice cream because you have a nice cookie butter base and then actual cookies inside. So cookie butter is just ground up cookies.
Now, there are no, like, you know, you'll see some ice creams that say, 10% less calories. I mean, if you're going to eat your ice cream, you're going to eat the calorie, right?
Right. For us, ice cream is a treat. It's a dessert. It's something to indulge in. And it is just a classic, fun, creamy, sweet thing that we really like to enjoy.
Any other limited editions besides your Belgian cookie butter?
Yes, we decided to go with this chocolate raspberry indulgence. So it's white chocolate, dark chocolate mixed together with a beautiful natural tasting raspberry swirl. And it's, oh my goodness.
I think we just heard about your favorite. And Morgan, limited editions, meaning they're out for a certain limited number of time here?
That is correct, yes. So if you do see it in stores, snatch it up because it may not ever be back.
Which also leads me to the question of how do I best store my ice cream?
I like to store my, if you have a deep freezer, that's the best thing.
I don't. So what's my next best thing?
So your next best thing is to get our new packaging with the foil seal. Keep that moisture locked inside and store it in the coldest part of your freezer. Ice cream does not like temperature changes. So if you can store it in the very coldest where it's going to stay cold as possible and then eat it really quickly and then go buy more.
So as we speak, some of these are available in our local stores.
Correct.
And are you always looking ahead, Morgan Craig, as a flavor scientist? I mean, are you working, it's kind of like the prototypes of the cars, are you working on what could be coming out next year?
I sure am. I am already getting inspiration for 2019.
Anything with like chocolate and peanut butter and little cookie crumbs? There's my...
Oh, always. Always. Chocolate and peanut butter is classic. Oh, my goodness. One of my favorites.
All right. I guess I will ask you that tough question because you've kind of, your passion is evidence, but do you have a favorite ice cream as the flavor scientist for Hudsonville Ice Cream?
That is the tough question. When I first started, strawberry was my favorite. But then when we developed this Belgian cookie butter, honest to goodness, I think that's my favorite flavor.
You gonna leave that here?
Yes, okay. That's for you.
Give me a spoon. Thank you, Morgan Craig. Again, flavor scientist on behalf of Hudsonville Ice Cream. It's fun to talk and to taste test and to get your word out. But bottom line, you are reviving a classic 1940s recipe and you are employing local citizens and certainly making West Michigan proud. So
thank you so much.
How do we find out more information?
Go to our social media channels and HudsonvilleIceCream.com where you can see all of our delicious flavors and definitely keep track of us on social media.
Great. Thanks, Morgan. Take care.
Thank you.